big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the YM Sidekick Podcast. I am Tom Pounder, and I will be your host today. Actually, in fact, I will be your host every day when we do the YM Sidekick Podcast. Now, just to give you a little brief history about me and what we're doing here and why we're doing this, I have been in ministry since 1997. I graduated from Messiah College with a youth ministry degree. Actually, it was called a Christian education degree with an emphasis on youth ministry. And now there is no longer a Christian education degree or a youth ministry degree at Messiah College, but that's neither here nor there. And I started off doing junior high ministry, and people thought I was psychotic, that I wanted to do junior high ministry, but I really felt like God really wanted me there. It was just this weird peace that I had, a real certainty that junior high ministry was what I was supposed to be doing, and I did that for many years, and I started off with junior high, then I went into high school and youth pastor ministry, where I was overseeing both. And it was just a great experience for me overall. And I'm still doing youth ministry right now, although I'm more coaching and helping the leadership side of things than implementing anything else. But it's been a fun experience for me. Now I am doing online and social media ministry. I'm the online campus pastor for New Life Christian Church, and we just started that less than a year ago. It's been this really cool transition for me, as I've really loved computers. I love my iPhone, my iPad, my MacBook. I love all sorts of things like that. And so I started doing online ministry, and it's just been awesome. So that's a quick little introduction for me and who I am. But I'm really excited about kicking off this new podcast. Specifically this week, I'm excited about kicking it off because this is Orange Blogger Week. I've been associated with Orange now for about 3 years now, maybe a little bit longer than that, but it has just been an amazing experience for me to be going to the Orange Conference each and every year. And I love to participate in the Orange Blogger Week. We have one in the fall and one in the spring, kind of gearing up for the Orange Conference. Unfortunately, this year, as I've said in my blog post earlier in the week, that I won't be able to make it this year. I'm going to Exponential, which is held, ironically, the exact same week as Orange every single year. I can't believe it. Why the two groups can't kind of figure out a time to do them on different weeks, but they do it on the exact same week. And this year, my church wanted me to go to Exponential instead of Orange this week. So unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to go. However, I still am passionate about Orange. I love Orange. Everything that we do with the church, with the family ministry, and even with the student ministry is really grounded in the Orange philosophy. So I'm really excited. I'm pumped up to be a part of the Orange Blogger Week and kicking off this podcast this week. Now, just to give you an idea of how this podcast is going to work, it's going to consist of tips, tools, and tricks that you can use on your student ministry, your family, or online ministry. It's going to have some social media tools that you can use. But ultimately, it's going to be fun. I mean, let's just be honest. Any podcast that you listen to has to be different from the other podcasts. And so as I've kind of fooled around with formulas and how I'm going to organize this, I'm really going to just take a page out of some of the late night talk show hosts that I seem to admire, with Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel and Conan, and just really try to make it fun and entertaining and more just a conversation than just me lecturing you. So I'm going to have some friends on here, and it's going to be a lot of fun, just a good conversation where we learn a lot together, but also have fun, because let's just be honest, if we're going to have fun, we got to play games. And so we'll have a variety of different games that we can play together. All right, so let's get into it. Our first guest, as we talk about some Orange stuff, is my friend Corey Sullivan.
Thanks for having me on the show today, Tom.
Hey, thanks, Corey, for having you. Well, thanks for coming on. Hey, as we were talking about this before we were recording, we were talking about that this is Orange Week, and so this podcast is going to be displayed during Orange Week and trying to just pump up Orange and give people a taste of what Orange is all about. So I wanted to say, wanted to ask you two questions. First one is, what do you do here at New Life? And then the second one is, what is your first experience with Orange that you can remember?
Here at New Life, I am technically the student director of high school and programming for student ministry.
But, well, why do you say technically?
Because I do 99% of the work, and you get 100% of the credit.
Ah, there you go. Yes. I am still the student pastor here, but Corey does do a ton of work here, and I'm very grateful. I do pump you up, you know, tell you about it. Anyway.
Thanks for the free smoothies every once in a while. Yeah. Thanks. That's about all the treats I get.
Hey, okay. Let's go in. So you're the high school director. You do a lot of just programming in general for the student ministry. What's your first recollection of Orange?
It was probably last year's conference. I was driving up from Orlando, Florida, from the Exponential Church Planning Conference. And I was like, hey, let's stop in Atlanta to see Orange.
Yeah, it was great having you there. I was there and, you know, it was kind of fun. You just wanted to kind of see me. I mean, I realized
that. No, there was also a girl I was kind of seeing that was there too, and why not?
Wait, what girl was this?
That's another conversation.
wait a second. Wait, how am I not remembering this?
We'll go into it later.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay. So
don't worry. She broke my heart, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, yeah. Well, let's not send her hate.
Maybe we'll edit that out.
No, maybe not. You know, we'll see. Okay. So you went up there to see came up from Orange. You were coming up from Exponential. And then what do you remember?
I remember really the first night. Was Jeff Foxworthy doing stand-up comedy. It was really good. And the next day, good message from Andy Stanley about it. People, a lot of the Reggie Joyner, they're all speaking, and John Acuff hosting. It was really good and fun.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I love about the Orange Conference is just the different people they bring out on stage and kind of talk to us and encourage us. So there's a ton of people to come in here. So if you have not signed up for the Orange Conference, you definitely want to be signing up for the Orange Conference. But that's not the reason why we're doing this podcast today. Today we want to talk very specifically about something about Orange that they do that we both use regularly. In fact, ever since they came out with it, we've been using it. And that's the Lead Small.
I think as soon as they announced it at Orange Conference last year, I downloaded the app. Yeah, that very second. Yeah. It's been on my phone.
We're both like blown away. We're like, this thing is going to be awesome.
This is what we've needed.
Yeah, well, exactly. And you said that. This is what we've needed. What is it exactly, Corey?
So the Lead Small app is a customizable app that allows all your small group leaders, home group leaders, to really be on the same page with curriculum. Yep. So it gets curriculum, it gets tools in the hands of people doing ministry. And that's why I love it, and it's awesome. And it makes things run a lot smoother, easier. There's a lot less pressure for, hey, I got to come up with a lesson. It takes off the burden from your leaders. And so now they just kind of read the lesson, go through it, kind of get an idea what it needs to go, and then they're able to do ministry with kids and have that conversation with them.
Yeah, the thing I love about it is that it's very user-friendly and it's very convenient for people to use. And it enables us as the head leaders to synchronize the rest of our leadership on what we want them to teach about and so forth. We're not printing off a bunch of copies and whatnot. I mean, we do it week to week, and we have the themes month to month, but we upload it week to week, and the leaders can really see just with a simple click of the opening their app of what we're talking about that week. So it's really awesome.
Yeah, I definitely like that. Keeps everyone on the same page. That there's no one person going off anywhere and doing something random, but they're all on the same page. And, you know, all the kids in our ministry that are attending these home groups and attending these small groups, they're all hearing the same stories. Yeah. They're all hearing the same message. They're all getting the same – they're all getting fed the same spiritual food, if you would.
Yeah. And see – but I want to be clear. This is something I probably forgot to mention beforehand. What Corey and I have done, the Lead Small app is free to anybody. You can use it, and Orange gives you free curriculum that you can use week to week. They give you small group discussions. They give you the goals. They give you a whole bunch of information for you to use, and it's their own curriculum that they have. But what Corey and I have done is that we've been able to customize it, and you have to pay for it, obviously. But it's a very small fee that you pay for. You can pay for it month to month, or I think yearly. We pay the year
subscription. And by customizing it, we're able to really give the leaders what we're trying to talk about. Not that the orange stuff is any bad. I mean, it's great stuff, but we are able to tailor it the way we want it.
No. The orange stuff is really good, but what it allows us to do is it allows us to be flexible with our curriculum and where we're going as a ministry. And so what we're teaching on a Sunday evening will also be hit home again during the Sunday or that week's home groups.
Yeah. And some other features they offer other than just the curriculum stuff is that they offer some tools they have a toolbox section for leaders that you can do. You can listen to some podcasts. You can stay up to date on the social media stuff. And then they also have a way that you can stay in contact with your small group or home group. It's called My Few, and it's basically a contact form that you can load in, and it gives you all their – you can put in their social media links. You can email them directly, text them directly from the app, and it's really kind of cool to have it. Corey, have you used that, the My Few section?
With a couple kids, yeah, and it's helpful. It allows you to stay in contact, text, hey, who's up, who's coming to group. And stay informed with those students. And it's another way to stay connected. You know, there's kids are always connected, but this is just one more way just in case. You know, I do use other things, but this is a great way within Lead Small that I can still do that.
Yeah. So if you're really tech heavy and you love to use technology and you want a way to synchronize your team better, I would encourage you to download the Lead Small app ASAP because it's awesome, and then it'll kind of walk you through the rest of it. Corey, any final parts on any final shots on this? No. Okay, good. I didn't think so.
Thanks,
yeah.
Papa.
Yeah. Well, hey, okay, so let me just ask you this. Again, this is the podcast, and we want to make this unique, want to make it different. And so I just want to ask you if you'd be interested. Are you in for a game with me? Would you like to play a game with me?
Yeah, man. I'm always in for a good time.
Okay, there's a difference between a good time and a game. I mean, are you in for a game, man?
I'm in for a game.
Okay, good. All right, so here's the game. It's called Big Burper. And in front of us right now, we have soda.
What's your drink of choice?
My drink of choice is Coke. What's yours?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a drink of this, and then we're going to see who can burp the best. And then you guys will be the judge, okay?
Are there going to be multiple rounds or just a one go?
This is one go, man. It's one and done. This isn't like the World Series or something like that. Best of seven. This is one done.
So not rock. Okay, you go first. You're
okay.
The host.
Okay, ready? Let's go.
He's drinking right now, folks. I'm gonna crush that. Okay. It sounded like a little baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was not very good at all. Okay. All
right, hold on.
This is okay. Corey.
I'm going down. Hold on.
He's drinking. That was like a burp, throw up, burp thing.
I'm still going. I can do the whole ABCs.
No, you can't. Okay. I get it. Okay. Well, good. Okay. Well, Corey, again, thanks for joining me.
Wait. Did I win?
You won. I mean, I was going to have people vote on Twitter and that kind of stuff, but there was really no competition here. It wasn't even close.
I know. I smoked you.
Yeah, you did smoke me. All right, everyone, that wraps it up for today. I want to thank you for joining me on this launch of the podcast. I want to thank Corey for joining me as well, talking about the Orange Conference and Lead Small. And I want to thank Orange for putting together this week where we can talk about the conference and just the many benefits there are to joining the conference, as well as the Lead Small app. I'm introducing that app that just made a huge difference in our ministry. So I'll just say one last plug is that if you could go to one conference a year, I would highly recommend that you put all the resources you can to go into the Orange Conference. Take some members of your team with you, some volunteers, some staffers, whoever you can take with you to go. It is such a rewarding experience where you're going to learn a ton and make a lot of new friendships that will carry you on throughout the rest of your ministry time. It's such a great experience. All right, so I've included links to all that stuff on my show notes, so definitely check it out some more, including Twitter and blog information for Corey, so check that out. Again, thanks for joining me today. I'm really glad that you were able to participate with me on the launch of this podcast. We'll be back next week for a very new edition of the YM Sidekick Podcast. Have a great week, everyone.